Welcome to Texas Chaos. A bunch of thieves, thugs, and nutcases took over Texas. Then they used it as a stepping stone to Washington, D.C. They raided our treasury, stripped our schools, and handed it all to their corporate cronies. Y'all ready to do something about it? We're taking Texas back. Come join us as we take Texas back and also take back America. This is Refinish 69, your host, and Texas Chaos Podcast is in partnership with Texas Chaos Blog, which is at TexasChaos, K-A-O-S, .com. We're a bunch of people that are very involved in politics and activism, civil rights, have gotten together to get the word out and to try and get people involved, get people educated about what's going on in Texas politics and also in national issues. I hope you'll check out the blog, and I hope you'll keep coming back and checking out the podcast as we keep working to take Texas back. Now, this is Easter weekend. It's actually Easter Sunday as I'm doing the show. Happy Easter to all that celebrate. To those that don't celebrate Easter, just enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the good food. Hope you go out to eat or go see some friends. Get a chocolate bunny or some peeps if you like them, or some of those wonderful Caravelle eggs, the cream-filled eggs, which I just dearly love. But enjoy the holiday, or just enjoy the promise of spring, even though it doesn't seem much like spring this weekend. It's been a little cool and damp here in the Austin area, and from what I've heard, it's been snowing in a couple of areas of Texas this weekend, which is unusual. No accumulation, I'm sure, but still, kind of a shock on Easter weekend. I'm going to find a song to start the show out with this morning, and then we'll go on from there.
Well, it's a strange old game, you learn it slow. One step forward and it's back to go. On the brake, in the groove till you make a mistake. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, but sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, but sometimes you're the ball. But sometimes it all comes together, but sometimes you're gonna lose it all. You start slipping and sliding and it all goes wrong. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all falls together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, baby. Sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're gonna lose it all, yeah. Before we say goodbye.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, baby. Sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're gonna lose it all. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug.
That was Mary Chapin Carpenter singing The Bug from her CD, Come On, Come On, which is available over on iTunes. Please buy the music, folks. Don't steal it. I don't steal it. I buy it, and I use it in the shows just to plug the artists. I think it's a pretty peppy song there. The next segment of the show is an interview that I started a week ago with one of the other front pagers at Texas Chaos blog, Boudica, my warrior queen. Give it a listen, and of course, as time goes on, I'll be playing more of that interview in other shows, because she is a brilliant lady and has a lot of great things to say. Welcome back to Texas Chaos, and I have one of the front pagers and one of my favorite bloggers in the whole wide world on with us.
Oh, I love it when you talk like that.
Welcome, Boudica, my warrior queen, to the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much for all your hard work in putting up the Texas Chaos podcast. It's been a very exciting project.
I'm enjoying it. Now, my thing is, with today, what I want to do is talk to you a little bit about why you got involved mm-hmm. with blogging.
Just start from the beginning and go on from there, do you think?
Yes, please.
Well, I've actually been online and part of online communities since about 1996. I was one of those early adopter folks, although we didn't call it blogs at that point. It was mostly like bulletin boards and email list servers and stuff like that. I initially got involved in the internet at all because I'm a science fiction fan, and I would follow some of the news about the shows that I knew. So that's what got me eventually to LiveJournal, and I discovered the great beauty of LiveJournal feeds that fed from other blogs. I had never really heard of it as being called blogs. I just knew about LiveJournal. And I had some friends on LiveJournal that I talked about, and this was in the run-up to the 2004 election, and I had just become like a mad woman about the state of politics in this country. I was disgusted. I was angry. I was trying to figure out what the heck I could do about it from my, you know, little tiny perch in the middle of Texas, which was a blue spot of Texas because I live in Austin, but, you know, didn't really feel like we had a lot of effect elsewhere. And so I discovered A-Trails, Eschaton, I discovered Daily Coast, I discovered Talking Points Memo. I don't think Fire Dog Lake was being fed, but I suddenly discovered all these wonderful bloggers. And I should say that my science fiction fans, friends and stuff like that, who are wonderful people and had a wide variety of political opinions, had started to, you know how LiveJournal works is you link up to people who are friends in your circle. And then you read your friends' diaries and you secure certain things that only they can see. Well, my friends started unfriending me because I was talking about politics so much.
Okay.
And they just didn't want to hear it. And I was frustrated because I thought, I didn't want to be ranting at people who really didn't want to hear about it. But I felt completely isolated. And so then I found that Daily Coast and Atrios and started exploring the left blogosphere and commented on there and kind of got myself into some trouble and caused a little stir here and there. And it was at that time that I actually selected this name because this isn't a name I've used for anything but my political work. And I was casting around to decide what screen name I could use because having been on the internet for so long, I know very well that you need to think long and hard about using your real name on the internet. It's a security issue. And I was trying to think of something that felt appropriate. And I thought about the warrior queen, the historical figure of Boudica. As it happens, in a very ironic bit, I spelled her name in the Latin way instead of the Iceni way. So, you know, my apologies to her historical descendants. Because that really is ironic, since she had a problem with Romans. Do you know about the story of Boudica, right?
Yes.
Just for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with her already, I do on my personal blog. I have a little bio of her and why I chose that name, and that's at Boudica at blogcity.com, spelled B-O-A-D-I-C-E-A, blogcity-.com. And that's my personal blog, although most of my blogging is done on Texas Chaos. She was a co-ruler with her husband. They were king and queen of this tribe at the time the Romans were occupying Britain. And they were a client tribe. They were allowed pretty much to govern themselves as long as they paid tribute to Rome rulers and stuff like that. And it worked out very well for the tribe. They were at peace, and everything went well until Boudica's husband passed away. And suddenly, although she was a co-ruler as far as the rules of the tribe were involved, in Roman ruling, they tried to take over the tribe. They basically considered that, you know, now it was theirs to do with what they would. When she protested, she went to the Romans' camp with her daughters, and she was flogged, and her daughters were raped in front of her eyes. And after that, she went home with her daughters, raised an army, and fostered an uprising that eventually was brutal. It was brutal and killed a lot of Romans as well, and then basically ended in the Roman army, the extremely well-trained and well-armed Roman army, getting itself together and destroying her, and she committed suicide on the battlefield rather than be recaptured. So the reason I chose the name is because that's kind of how I felt about my democracy. I felt like it was being raped before my eyes, and I just really could not stand by and not do something about it. And blogging, finding the platforms I did, eventually leading to Texas Chaos, allowed me to find other people who were also feeling the same way, so I didn't feel isolated, and to unite together, to organize a little bit in a way that allowed us to help each other fight back. And that was, as I said, in the run-up to 2004. So that's a very long-winded introduction of how I got involved in political blogging.
I hope you enjoyed hearing how Boudica got started in blogging. I'm always interested in how people get started in this and how they get started in podcasting, because I know mine started back in 2005 when I went to Democracy Fest. And one of the groups that I belong to, Stonewall Democrats of Austin, we were one of the co-sponsors and also hosting the Bloggers Breakfast that weekend, which meant I had to be there at like 6 o'clock in the morning, help set up, and then, of course, meet and greet everyone as they came in, tell them where the bathrooms were, where the coffee was, and the food, and all that good stuff. Because, of course, it was buffet. And got to meet some bloggers from around the world. And as I started talking to them, and as I talked to more of them, and not just the big names, but also just the people that were there. And everyone in blogging, to me, is important. I don't care if you're A, B, C list, whatever, however people look at it. Even if it's just an individual blog, getting your thoughts and comments out there. People do read them, and they get involved. So I got involved back in 2005. And been doing it ever since, and then got involved with podcasting, and of course I'm loving that, because it's a lot easier just to run my mouth than it is to write something out. I'm going to find another song, and then we're going to go on with the rest of the Easter show.
Is it all right for me to feel
That was Kinnie, K-I-N-N-I-E, star, singing, All Right. And it's a beautiful song. It's available over on iTunes. I got it from Human Rights Campaign on a CD set they had, and I'm not sure if they still have it there or not. It's called Love Rocks, which is in support of marriage, equal marriage rights for all people, which is a big thing. Now, it is Easter weekend, and a lot of people have a lot of different beliefs when it comes to Easter, and a lot of people are celebrating, some people don't. I was raised very conservatively in the Southern Baptist Church. Of course, I'm old enough that when I was in the Southern Baptist Church, it was not a church of hate. It was a church of love. We were not taught to hate people, which I think is the way it should be. I don't know what's happened to the church since then, but they need to get back to their roots of actually teaching love and not hatred, and not twisting the Bible to teach intolerance and hatred for men, for women, for gays, lesbians. I just don't understand it and never will. This weekend, which is, of course, Easter weekend, there is a blog swarm going on about separation of church and state, which I think is a fabulous thing, because I truly believe in the separation of church and state, and I do not like the way a lot of politicians and religious leaders have used religion to restrict rights or to teach intolerance, hatred, fear, and prejudice to people around the world. It's not right. It's not fair. It should not be used. And there are a lot of people involved in this. And one of the places where you can look for links is Blog Against Theocracy, theocracy.blogspot.com. I will put a link to it. And another great site for information is firstfreedomfirst.org, which is a phenomenal organization. There's also a petition that you can sign there, which I've already signed, of course. You know I have. And they have different discussions. They have ways that you can get involved. They have events coming up. They have resources. And it talks about end-of-life care, health care, women's rights, reproductive rights, respect for all families. The respect for all families, of course, is dealing with allowing gays and lesbians to marry and not restricting them just because of some church's extreme views on the issue, because there are some churches who actually agree with same-gender marriage and are willing to consecrate the marriages. Plus, marriage is more of a civil issue, as far as I'm concerned, than it is a religious issue. I really do believe religion needs to back off on a whole lot of things, especially the religious leaders and the political leaders that are just using religion as a way to force their beliefs down other people's throats. Here in Texas, one of the worst is Warren Chisholm, who made national news in February by endorsing the idea that teaching the theory of evolution in public schools is unlawful. Copernicus got it all wrong. And the rumor that the Earth rotates around the sun is only a Kabbalistic plot. Okay, the man's a total nut job. Of course, his stunning ignorance of science and American history is surpassed by his bland disregard for lethal nature of another of his current initiatives. Should Roe versus Wade be overturned, Chisholm's HB 175 would make abortion a crime. Now, Mauv, who is one of the front pagers, has written an article about this. She's an incredibly intelligent woman and does a lot of work on this. And, of course, I'll put the link on the page so that you can go over and read her information on this. for some of the other things that are going on in Texas. I just love Texas because it is so bizarre. TXU, which is basically is one of the major power companies here in Texas, is up for sale. And then they got upset with people in Texas, and they tried to blackmail Texas by saying that they were going to close down power plants in Texas. Well, if they close down power plants, that means a whole lot of Texas doesn't have power. But then, of course, as it's being sold, the chief executive, C. John Wilder, acknowledged that the company had mishandled the situation and promised to get it right the next time. So they're not going to close the plants. These people drive me nuts, is the best way to put it. And we have a front page story, of course, talking about Mitt Romney calling for a renewal of the effort on the National Marriage Amendment. And of course, Mitt Romney just proves that he's an incredible bigot and doesn't understand the separation of church and state. And of course, we cannot forget our wonderful, wonderful Dan Patrick in Texas, who got up and walked out of the Senate chamber when a Muslim was leading the opening prayer for the Senate. He did not have enough intelligence, tolerance, or respect to stay in his seat. But this drives me insane that this man would get up and walk out on the iman and not listen. Doesn't matter what your belief is, when you're at a public function such as the Senate or the House of Representatives in Texas, where they always open with a prayer, you don't show your stupidity, bigotry, and ignorance by getting up and walking out on someone. But of course, Senator Dan Patrick did. We do have to find someone to run against him and get him out of office. He is a radio show host, and he is just as bigoted as Rush Limbaugh. And Texas does not need this type of trash representing the state. Now I'm going to wrap up the Easter show with the song Celebration by Coolin' the Gang. Because a weekend should be about celebrating friendship, celebrating the promise of spring, celebrating the promise of change as we keep working to take Texas back and taking America back. Hope you'll check in soon for the next show and check out the Texas Chaos blog at TexasKaos.com and read all the great stories over there and meet some of the other great front pagers. Have a great Easter weekend and...
It's up to you. What's your celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Baby.